The men's game will follow this one about 30 minutes after the conclusion of the women's game. Coming into today's game, West Alabama has a 7-5 GSC record and sits in fifth place in the conference standings behind West Florida, Lee, Valdosta State, Union. And Union sits in first place with a 12-0 record, Valdosta State 12-2, Lee a 10-2 record, and West Florida a 9-5 record. Shorter is in last place in the conference and has yet to win a conference game, so they will be looking to get their first GSC win in today's ballgame. We will take a short break while they do the national anthem here, and we come back, we will give you the starting lineups for both teams. You're listening to West Alabama Women's Basketball on SLY 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-Up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Ford, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-Up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Rome, Georgia, as we're just a few minutes away from getting things going here against against Shorter in this GSC matchup. The starting lineup for the Tigers tonight is going to be number one, Tasia Garrett Hammett. Tasia is coming off of winning a GSC Player of the Week award, and it's going to be number five, Lauren Lilly, getting the start. Number 25, Justina Butler. Number two, Bria Dent. For the UWA starters. And again, West Alabama in fifth place in the GSC stats, or in the GSC standings. And Shorter, again, has yet to win a game this season in conference play. Jada Golden, number four, will also be starting for the Tigers tonight. And UWA will be in their road red jerseys with black numbers and black letters with a white outline on them. And Shorter will be in home, looks like gray jerseys. They are in their huddle across the court. And from our vantage point here on the baseline, I'm unable to see their jersey colors yet, but we'll let you know as soon as I see them. And they will be in gray jerseys with blue numbers and blue letters. And jumping for the Tigers will be Tasia Garrett Hammett, jumping against Elena Moore for Shorter. And head official brings the ball to the center court. And ball's in the air, and tip-off is controlled by Lauren Lilly for the Tigers. She gets it to Jada Golden on the left wing. Golden dribbles it to the top of the arc. Passes it right side to Butler. Butler, pump fakes, passes it to Tasia. Tasia, pump fakes, driving in left side. Goes up strong, layup is up, no good. Rebounded and controlled by Shorter. Going the other way is Jasmine Gaines. Gaines, top of the arc. Dribbles it right side now. Pass goes right side to the right wing. Back up top. Goes to Tiara Lewis. Lewis now hands it off to Gaines. Gaines up top to Azaria Howard. On the left wing, right wing, excuse me, left side, top of the arc now to Jasmine Gaines. Three ball is up, and she hits it to make the score 3-0 shorter. Golden, top of the arc. And she dribbles it right side. Right side pass to Lauren Lilly. Lilly pivots, dribbles, up top to Butler. Left side to Golden. Golden to Dent. Dent on the post, back and down. And pass across to Tasia Garrett Hammett. Tasia goes up, and she is fouled, so she'll head to the foul line to shoot two. West Alabama is coming off of a pretty good weekend, having beat West Florida on Thursday, February 3rd, by a score of 65-49, and then dropped a road game at Valdosta, 92-61. As Tasia makes the first free throw to make it a 3-1 ball game with 8:52 remaining here in the opening period. Second free throw is up and good for Tasia to make it a 3-2 ball game. Gaines has it top of the arc for the Hawks. Right side pass goes to Barge. Barge, right side to Gaines. Gaines takes a step back three. It's up, and she buries it. Jasmine Gaines is off to a hot start to make it 6-2 ball game shorter on top. Again, the Tigers are still without Jayla Williams. Jayla has been down with an injury for about a month or so. As Tasia has it top of the arc, dribbles it right side. Right side to Dent. Dent driving in, spins around, goes up, jump shot up, no good. Rebound and control by the Hawks. Going the other way is Jasmine Gaines. Top of the arc now, she's got it. And pass goes inside on the block. Lewis has it. Lewis, inside pass, batted away by Golden. Controlled by Shorter. Howard goes up, no good. Rebounded by Tasia Garrett Hammett. Tasia to Jada. Jada going the other way with it. Right side to Butler. Butler on the right wing. Up top to Golden. Golden. Right side to Butler. 18 on the shot clock. Up top to Tasia. Tasia left side to Golden. Golden on the left wing. Up top to Tasia. Tasia drives in left side. She stops to Dent. Dent loses it. Gets it back. Up top to Lily. Lily for three. And no good. Rebounded by Shorter. Gaines has it top of the arc. And passes it left side to Moore. Moore left side to Gaines in the corner. Dribbles it right side. Top of the arc now. Inside pass. Layup is up and good to make it 8-2 ball game. Golden crosses midcourt, right side. Tigers trail 8-2 with 7 minutes remaining in the first. Lily has it up top to Golden. Excuse me, Butler, right side to Golden now. Golden inside to Dent. Dent backing down the post. Stops, spins around, jump shots up, no good. Rebounded by Elena Moore. Moore gives it to Jasmine Gaines as she crosses midcourt here on the shorter logo. It's a Hawk logo. Here at the Winthrop King Center as Lewis has it up top, hands it off to Gaines, Gaines to Howard, Howard inside pass goes to Lewis, Lewis spins around, layup is up, no good, rebounded by Lauren Lilly, Lilly to Golden, Golden coming the other way with it, drives in, out to Butler, Butler drives in right side, out to Tasia, Tasia up top to Golden. Golden's got it, dribbles it right side, 18 on the shot clock, to Butler, Butler right side, 15, up top to Lily, right side to Tasia, left side to Golden, inside to Dent, goes out of bounds, and it will remain Tiger basketball. And so Lauren Lily will trigger it in for the Tigers, and Zoe Watts just checked in, and she got the ball, and they call a jump ball between Watts and Tiara Lewis, and possession error is in favor of the Lady Hawks. And so now, for Shorter, Lindsey Bowman's checked in. And Gaines has it top of the arc, drives in, stops, spins around, jump shot up, and she buries it. 10-2 ball game, 5:40 remaining in the first period. Jetta Golden calls out the Tiger play. Bria Dentz checked out. Zoe Watts came in. Lily, inside pass, batted out of bounds by Tiara Lewis. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Tiger basketball. As Lily gets it to Butler. Butler up top to Golden. Golden at 15. Left side to foul. It's going to be called away from the ball. Believe it'll be on Shorter. On number 5, Elena Moore. So Lauren Lily will trigger it in and reset things for the Tigers. Butler's got it. Left side up top to Golden. Golden. Left side to Lily in the corner. Three ball is up, and she misses it. Might have been a missed foul call there, but no call was given, so Gaines has it for Shorter. Top of the arc, stop, three ball up, and she buries it. 13-2 ball game. Jasmine Gaines is red hot right now. It's Jada Golden bringing the ball the other way for the Tigers. Crosses midcourt. Dribbles it right side, hand off to Watts. Watts, left side, stops to Tasia. Tasia, outside, driving in left side. Goes up strong, and she makes the layup. 13-4, 4:45 remaining in the first period. Bowman, top of the arc for the Hawks. Right side pass to Gaines. Gaines, foul called away from the ball, and not sure who they got on it. But we have immediate timeout, so we'll take a short break as Shorter leads at 13-4 with 4:36 remaining in the opening period. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back to the Winthrop King Center here on the campus of Shorter in Rome, Georgia. As Jada Golden has it top of the arc, left side to Dent. Dent on the left wing gets it inside, and it's going to be stolen by Shorter. Number 50 is Ariel Howard. Gaines has it left side, guarded by Dent. Pass goes up, and jump shot is up and good to make it a 16-4 ball game with 4:15 remaining. Golden has it right side. Up top to Watts, left side to Dent. Dent inside to Watts. Watts goes up, and she'll be fouled, so she'll head to the charity stripe to shoot two. Watts' first free throw is up and no good. Zoe Watts wears number 34 for the Tigers out of Birmingham, Alabama. She sets in for her second one. It is up, and it is good to bring the Tigers within 11. Bowman has it top of the arc for Shorter, and she gets it left side to Gaines. Gaines pump fakes, drives in. She stops, spins around, dribbles top of the arc. Gets it outside, three ball up, no good. Rebounded by Tasia. Tasia going the other way with it. Right side to Golden. Golden on the right wing now. She stops. Up top to Tasia. Tasia, left side to Lily. Lily looks to Tasia. Tasia to Golden. Golden's got it. 12 on the shot clock. Up top now, driving in left side at 7. Out to Dent at 5. Jump shot's up from Bria Dent. No good. Rebounded by Zoe Watts. Out to Golden. Reset shot clock here as Bria Dentz got it with 15 remaining. Passes it right side to Lauren Lilly. Inside to Tasia. Tasia turns around at 10. At 9. Goes up. Outside to Dent. Dent at 7. Jump shots up and she buries it. 16-7 ball game with 3:04 remaining in the first period. Bowman has it top of the arc. Dribbles it left side. Back right side. Passes it right side to Barge. Barge, top of the arc now. Right side pass goes to Moore. She goes up. Lip is up and good to make it a 18-7 ball game. Golden has it now, top of the arc. Right side to Dent. Dent to Watts. Watts turns around to Tasia. Tasia pump fakes, drives in, goes up. Layup is up and good. And now it's an 18-9 ball game with 2:17 remaining. Tigers are starting to find a little rhythm here offensively. Bowman, right side to Barge. Barge in the corner. Calls up the play, trying to get inside. Can't do it. Gets it to Gaines in the corner. Gaines. Inside pass goes to Shorter for the layup for two to make it 20-9. That was Howard who scored that one to put Shorter up 11. Golden has it top of the arc. Right side to Lilly. Lilly to Watts. Watts to Golden. Golden on the left wing. Inside to Tasia. Turnaround jump shots up. No good. Rebounded by Barge to Gaines. Gaines crosses midcourt. Gaines trying to drive in. Goes up. Layup is up. No good. Airballed it. Bria Dent with the rebound. Dent coming the other way. Jasmine Gaines is down on the court. Right side to Tasia. Tasia drives in. Layup is up and good to put the Tigers down 9. And Jasmine Gaines is now down. And looks like she is all right. Looks like she just might have lost a shoe. She gets it tied. Stands back up. She looks all right. So that's a good sign for Shorter as Jasmine Gaines in this one. I don't have the live stats with me, but if my own stats are correct, she's got about 14 points right now for Shorter. Bowman crosses midcourt for Shorter. Right side to Mary Grace Durham, who's driving in. Outside to Bowman, who shoots a three, misses it. Durham with the rebound, kicks it outside to Barge, who drives in. She stops, spins around, goes up, shot blocked by Lauren Lilly. Lilly with the rebound. Lilly to Butler. Butler coming the other way for the Tigers now on the right side. Up top to Watts. Left side to Dent. Dent inside to Watts. She goes up. Layup is no good, but she's fouled. So she'll head to the free throw line to shoot two. Ella Felkins has checked into the game for the Tigers, as well as Bria Dent, Justina Butler, and Tasia Garrett-Hammett, as Zoe buries the first free throw to make it a 20-12 ball game. Second one is up, and it is good as well. 20-13 is your score. 35.7 seconds remain in the first period. Bowman has it for Shorter. Left side pass to Barge. Barge on the left wing. Top of the arc now. She stops. Inside pass goes to Lewis. Lewis in the post, spins around, goes up. Ball goes out of bounds. And Lewis hits the floor. She gets up. She's all right. As the ball went out of bounds, it'll remain Shorter basketball. As Gaines will inbound it here on the baseline to my left. Out top to Barge. Barge drives in right side. She backs it back out. Resets to Lewis. Lewis spins around, goes up. Layup is up and good. 22-13 is your score. Butler's got it at 10. At 9, shot clock turned off. Butler at 6, at 5, up top to Watson 3, to Lilly at 2, at 1. Ball is stolen. Gaines throws it up. Shot clock expires. No good. So we head to the end of the first period. Tigers trail 22-13. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-Up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-Up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Welcome back to Rome, Georgia, as UWA women's basketball currently trails shorter 22-13 as we begin the second period. If you can remember correctly, Shorter came to Livingston on December 18th, and the Tigers won the game 83-68. And I'm trying to pull up the box score from that game, but heading into the fourth period, Tigers trailed that one by a good many points, and they were able to come back and win that game. So similar game so far as Dent has it top of the arc, right side to Butler. Butler inside to Felkins. Felkins spins around, out to Tasia. Tasia pump fakes on the post, goes up strong. Layup is no good, rebounded by Shorter. Shorter coming the other way with it. Gaines has it, crosses midcourt. Top of the arc now. Left side, top of the arc now. Right side, Gaines has it. Up top, goes to Durham. Durham inside to... Up top to Gaines. Gaines driving in right side. She stops, jump shots up, and she buries it. 24-13, 9-12 remaining in the second period. As Jada Golden has it now, crosses midcourt on the Hawk logo here at Winter King Center. Left side to Butler. Butler trying to get inside to Felkins. Gets it to Tasia instead. Tasia pump fakes, drives in. Right side, goes up. Left is up and no good. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball. As Jasmine Gaines crosses midcourt for Shorter. Hands it off to Durham. Durham spins around, drives in, jump shot up, and no good. Rebounded by Bria. Oh, ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball. Jada Golden coming the other way with it for the Tigers. Calls out the Tiger play. Dribbles it left side. Right side to Felkins. Right side to Butler. Goes out of bounds. And it'll be Tiger basketball, excuse me. And for UWA, it looks like Ella Felkins has checked out. Jada Golden checks back in. And Lauren Lilly will inbound it. She gets it to Golden, top of the arc, driving in left side, all the way. Layup is up, and it's good. 24-15. Shorter still leads it, but the Tigers are coming back. Gaines crosses midcourt. Dribbles it right side. Right side pass into the corner. as Barge has it up top to Gaines. Gaines, 10 on the shot clock, driving in right side, spins around, floaters up, no good. Rebounded by Justina Butler. Butler gets it ahead to Golden. Golden to Dent. Dent, jump shot, good. 24-17, 7:30 remaining. Timeout shorter. As we'll take a quick timeout too. Shorter leads it, but the Tigers are coming back. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
Back to the Winthrop King Center here on the campus of Shorter University. Currently, Shorter leads this one 24-17 as Shorter at one point led for about 13 points, and the Tigers have now cut that to 7 as Lindsey Bowman out of Calhoun, Georgia, bringing the ball up the court for Shorter. Left side pass to Jasmine Gaines. Gaines now spins around left wing. Goes back up, driving in all the way. Loses the ball as a number 15, Tiara Lewis, got the ball after it was deflected by Tiger. And then she went up and she was fouled on her layup attempt. So she now is at the free throw line shooting 2. She sets in. First one is up. And it's good to make it a 25-17 ball game with 7:15 remaining here in the second period. Lewis sets back in out of Marietta, Georgia. Played her high school ball at Osborne High School. Second one is up. And it's good to make it a 26-17 ball game. Coming the other way, Jetta Golden has it for the Tigers. Tigers trail 9 with 7 minutes remaining. Right side pass goes to Butler. Butler. Inside to Dent. Dent, top of the arc, right side to Tasia. Tasia on the block, goes up strong, and it's good. 26-19 is your score. 6:55 remaining in the first half. Bowman crosses midcourt. Left side to Gaines. Gaines driving in, spins around, guarded by Butler. Backs it back out. 15 on the shot clock. Left side to Bowman. Bowman, top of the arc. Passes it left side to Harville. Harville to Gaines, and a foul is going to be called on the Tigers. I believe they got Justina Butler on that one. As Barge inbounds it to Lindsey Bowman with 17 seconds on the shot clock. Left side to Barge. Barge on the left wing. Top of the arc now, and a foul is called again. I believe this one is on Bria Dent. So, Shorter will redo it again. Barge. And now Zoe Watts will check into the game. As Bowman crosses midcourt, dribbles it, left side, up top to Gaines. Gaines hands it off to Moore. Moore in the corner, hands it off to Barge. Barge, top of the arc, working against Lily. Drives it to left side, ball poked away by Golden, and a shot clock violation is going to be called. And Shorter head coach Lashina Nation is not happy about that one. I believe she wanted a reach-in call on Golden, and she didn't get it. But we move on as Lauren Liddy has it right side inside to Tasia. Tasia on the block. Spins around. Goes up. Foul called. So she'll head to the line to shoot two. And for shorter, Zaria Howard checks back into the ballgame. And Tasia sets in. Free throw is up. And it's good to make it 26-20. 5:49 remaining here in the first half. And second free throw is up and good by Tasia. 26-21 is your score. As Bowman crosses midcourt, top of the arc, dribbles it left side, hands it off to Moore. Moore hands off to Barge. Barge hands it off to Bowman. Three ball up by Bowman. No good. Rebounded by Zoe Watts. Watts to Golden. Golden crosses midcourt, right side. She stops. Right side to Butler. Butler on the right wing. Takes the pass to Lily. Lily to Watts. Watts left side to Golden. And going to be poked by Gaines. And now, probably a smart call by Jada Golden as the ball was being stolen away by Gaines. Golden reached in, and essentially that will save another shorter basket and another Jasmine Gaines basket. That's Bowman, left side to Gaines. Gaines on the left wing. She's driving in it. Goes up and count the basket, the foul, as she's fouled, so she'll head to the free throw line to shoot one. What looked like to might have been a smart call by Jada to foul now does not look like a smart move, because now Gaines has an opportunity to score three. And we'll see if she does. She's at the line. Jasmine out of Jacksonville, Florida, as she buries the free throw to make it 29-21 with 5:07 remaining. Golden hands it off to Tasia. Hand off to Golden. Golden, right side to Tasia. Tasia drives in, stops, outside to Golden. Golden on the left wing, she stops, right side to Butler. Butler inside to Tasia. Tasia goes up, and layup is up and good to make it 29-23. Bowman crosses midcourt on the right side. Guarded by Golden, inside pass to Moore. Moore on the block, turnaround fadeaway, jump shot's up, no good. Rebounded by Watts. Watts to Golden. Golden, right side to Butler. Butler pump fakes. Takes a step back. Driving in now, right side. And tries to get it to Tasia, but instead threw it to Shorter. And now a foul is called on the Tigers. So Shorter will be headed to the foul line to shoot two. 6-point lead here for Shorter. 4:16 remaining in the second period. As Ainsley Barge is at the free throw line. Ainsley out of Carrollton, Georgia. First free throw is up, and it's good to make it 30-23 with 4:16 remaining. Barge sets in for a second free throw. Redshirt freshman this year. And it is up, and it's good to make it 31-23. As Golden has it now for the Tigers. Right side up top to Watts. Watts left side to Butler. Butler takes the pass up top to Lily. Lily to Golden. Golden on the right wing. 15 on the shot clock to Butler. Stolen away by Gaines. Gaines on the left wing, driving in all the way. She stops, spins around, and a foul is going to be called on Jada Golden. So that will send Jasmine Gaines to the foul line. Gaines this year, from the free throw line, 81% shooter. 61 for 75. First one is up. No good. To keep the score at 31-23. Gaines this year averages about 18.6 points per game. as the second free throw is up, and it's good to make it 32-23. Golden crosses midcourt. Left side to Tasia. Tasia drives in. Layup is up. And a foul is going to be called away from the ball on number five for Shorter. That's going to go against number five, Elena Moore. So Lily inbounds at the Butler. And it goes out of bounds. And it will remain Tiger basketball. Golden's got it now, right wing for the Tigers. Top of the arc, right side to Lily. Lily up top to Golden. Golden inside to Tasia. Tasia spins around, layup is up, and it is good to make the score 32-25. 7-point ball game. 3.5 left here in the first half. Bowman crosses midcourt. Right side pass to Gaines. Gaines drives in, spins around, floaters up. No good. Rebounded by Watts. Watts to Golden. Golden right side to Butler. Three ball in the corner, and she buries it. 32-28, 3 minutes remaining here in the first half. As Bowman crosses midcourt. Shorter leads it by four. Bowman drives in left side. She stops. Hands it off to Gaines. Gaines takes a step back and gives it to Barge. Barge, top of the arc. Drives in left side. Goes up. And it's going to be ripped away by Lauren Lilly. And Lilly will fall out of bounds. And so it'll stay Shorter basketball. Augusta Arnold has checked in for the Tigers. Number 11 for the Tigers. And the inbound goes to Shorter. Gaines, top of the arc. Gaines has got it with 20 on the shot clock. 2:23 remaining on the game clock. Gaines dribbles it right side, brings it back left, inside pass, and jump ball is going to be called as Azaria Howard got the pass. Coach Cram asking for a walk instead of the jump ball, as it might have been. They're going to reset the shot clock to 2 seconds, I believe. No? Yes, they are. So 2 seconds on the shot clock. It'll be Shorter basket, ball underneath the basket. And the inbound gives it to Moore. Moore, three ball is up, and no good. Rebounded by Golden. Golden going the other way with it, crosses midcourt. Stops, right side to Watts. Watts up top to Golden. Golden on the right wing. Right side to Arnold. And now a foul is going to be called on Shorter. I believe on number 24. Ainsley Barge. So Arnold will trigger it in for the Tigers in front of the Shorter bench to Golden. Golden, top of the arc, dribbles it left side. She stops to Tasia. Tasia out to Smith. Smith for two. No good. Rebounded by Watts. Watts up top to Golden. Again, number 12, Rose Smith, has checked into the game for the Tigers. As Golden has it top of the arc. 11 on the shot clock. Right side to Arnold. Arnold driving in at 9. At 8. Floaters up, and it's good. 32-30 is your score after the made basket by the freshman, Augusta Arnold. Gaines has it. Dribbles it right side. On the right wing. She stops. Top of the arc. Driving in. Stops. Gives it outside. To Fuller. Fuller, left side to Elena Moore, left side to Barge. Barge driving in, and an offensive foul is going to be called on Shorter. On number five, Elena Moore. So, with a made three-point basket here, the Tigers could take the lead. With a two, they'll tie it 32-30 as Augusta Arnold had the ball on the right side, and she let it slip from the pass from Jetta Golden. And it went out of bounds, so it'll be shorter basketball. Scratch what I said. Bowman crosses midcourt, working against Arnold. Left side pass goes to Gaines. Gaines driving in. Layup is up and no good. Rebounded by Rose Smith. Smith ahead to Tasia. Tasia gets it. And Jasmine Gaines steals it. Gaines will walk it up for shorter. 30 on the game clock, 24 on the shot clock. Top of the arc now. And Gaines at 10, at 9, at 8, at 7. Drives in right side at 5. Step back, jump shots up, and she buries it. 7 seconds remaining. Tasia to Golden at 5, at 4, at 3. Golden at 2, at 1. She stops. Right side to Arnold. Arnold throws up a 3. No good. Tigers head to halftime, trailing by 4 here against Shorter. We will take a break. And when we come back, we will try and give you some halftime team and individual stats. As Shorter leads at 34-30, you're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on Slot 104.9.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Welcome back to the Winthrop King Center here on the campus of Shorter, as currently Shorter leads it 34-30 at halftime, and we are working to get some stats to go over that with you, and we'll let you know as soon as we get those, but we'll take a look now at some of the other games going on in GSC play tonight. Up the road here from Rome over in Cleveland, Tennessee, Lee is hosting West Georgia, and we'll see if we can get some a score update on that game, as it should be underway. And in the first quarter, with 4:52 remaining, West Georgia leads at 9-6 against Lee. That game being played in Cleveland, Tennessee. And in men's basketball tonight, UWA will be taking on Shorter. That game will tip off about 30 minutes after the women's game, and we'll be on air for that one. And also going on at Cleveland, Tennessee, West Georgia will play against Lee in a men's basketball game, and we'll keep you updated on that one as the night goes on. And now we'll take a look at the GSC women's basketball standings coming into tonight's games. Union in first place with a perfect 12-0 conference record. Valdosta State, a 12-2 conference record. Lee, a 10-2 conference record in third place. And in fourth place is West Florida with a 9-5 conference record. UWA with a 7-5 record is in fifth place. And Delta State with an 8-6 record in GSC play. Mississippi College with a 7-7 GSC record. And Montevallo with a 7-7 GSC record. So as the GSC women's basketball standings sit, UWA would be traveling to West Florida for the first round of the GSC game. Again, West Florida is in fourth place, and UWA is in fifth place with a 7-5 record, and West Florida with a 9-5 record. And so we're still working on getting some halftime team stats for you. We'll let you know as soon as we get those. And so we will take another short break, and when we come back, we will go over those stats with you. Shorter leads at 34-30. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on SLI 104.9.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Back to the Winthrop King Center here in Rome, Georgia. We'll take a look at halftime team and individual stats. Currently, Shorter leads at 34-30. And for Shorter, number 15, Tiara Lewis, has played 9 minutes. She is 1-for-2 from the field, 2-for-2 from the charity stripe, 1 total rebound, and it was a defensive rebound. She's got 3 fouls in the game, 4 total points, 1 turnover, 1 steal. And number 50, Azaria Howard, has played 13 and a half minutes, 1-for-2 from the field, 1 foul, 2 points, 1 steal. And Elena Moore played 16 and a half minutes, 1-for-3 from the field, 3 rebounds, 3 fouls, 2 points, 1 turnover. And number 22, Jasmine Gaines. Gaines played all of the first half and shot the ball 7-for-11 from the field, 3-for-3 from the three-point line, 2-for-3 from the free throw line, 1 total rebound, 19 total points, 3 assists, 3 steals. She has no fouls, by the way. And 3 steals for Jasmine Gaines. So Gaines leading the offense here for the Shorter Hawks. As number 24, Ainsley Barge, played 19 minutes, 2-for-4 from the field, 1-for-2 from three-point land, 2 rebounds, and 1 foul, 7 total points, 1 assist, 1 steal, and 1 block shot. And Lindsey Bowman played 12 minutes in the first half, 0-for-2 from the field, 0-for-2 from the three-point line, 1 foul, and that is her stats. And Mary Grace Durham, 5 minutes in the first half, 0-for-1 from the field, 1 rebound. It was an offensive rebound. And that is your Shorter individual stats. And for UWA, number 1, Tasia Garrett-Hammett, played 18 minutes and 45 seconds there in the first half, 6-for-10 from the field, 4-for-4 from the charity stripe, 2 total rebounds, 2 fouls, 16 points, 1 assist for the first half for Tasia. Bria Dent, 12 minutes in the first half, 2 for 5 from the field, 1 rebound, 2 fouls, 4 total points, 1 turnover in the first half. Jada Golden, 18 minutes played in the first half, and 1 for 1 from the field, 1 rebound, 2 fouls, 2 points, 2 assists, 1 turnover. And Lauren Lilly played 15 minutes and 30 seconds, 0 for 2 from the field, 2 rebounds, and 1 turnover, and 1 block shot. Justina Butler, 14 minutes in the first half, 1 for 1 from the field, 1 for 1 from the three-point line, 1 defensive rebound, and 1 foul, 3 points, 1 assist, 1 turnover during the first half. Zoe Watts, 12 and a half minutes, 3 for 4 from the free throw line, 2 rebounds, 2 offensive rebounds, and 3 defensive rebounds, and 5 total rebounds for Zoe Watts. Ella Falcons, 3 and a half minutes, played in the first half. Augusta Arnold, 2 and a half minutes, 2 points, 1 for 1 from the field, and 1 turnover. And as a team, UWA shooting the ball from the field, 11 for 21, 1 for 3 from deep, 7 for 8 from the free throw line, 13 total rebounds, and 17 fouls, 4 assists and 7 turnovers, 1 total block shot, and shorter as a team, 12 for 25 from the field, and 4 for 7 from 3-point land, 6 for 7 from the free throw line, and 8 total rebounds, 9 total fouls, 34 total points, 4 assists, and 3 turnovers, and 6 steals. And that is your halftime team and individual stats. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we will preview the second half. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on SLA 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken-down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-Up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Ford, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-Up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services, from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need for spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back to the Winter King Center here on the campus of Shorter in Rome, Georgia. We're going to take a quick look at what's coming up this week in Tiger Athletics. It's a big weekend in Livingston. Lots of opportunity to come out and watch UWA play some sports. First on Friday, you'll have two opportunities to come watch the Tigers. Baseball team play on the diamond. As on Friday at noon is the first pitch start time. They'll play Emmanuel College, and we'll be on Sly 104.9 for that. And then at 3 p.m., Carson Newman, and it's going to be a doubleheader for the Tigers. Once again, they'll play at noon against Emmanuel College, and then after that game, they'll play against Carson Newman. That is all Friday afternoon. So lots of opportunities on Friday to come out and watch Coach Rundle's baseball team out there at Tart Field on the lake. And on Saturday, women's basketball will kick off a big weekend on Saturday as they will host West Georgia at 2 p.m. inside Pruitt Hall Gymnasium. And then softball will be on the – well, excuse me, let me go through what's in Livingston first. As baseball will play against Carson Newman at 3 p.m. that game on Saturday. And then the men's basketball team will tip off against West Georgia at 4 p.m. and we'll be on basketball on Saturday on the radio. So we'll also have the live video going for basketball and baseball. And then softball will be on the road at Young Harris College in the UAH Charger Chill Out in Albertville, Alabama. That game is at 3:30 p.m. And then at 5:30 p.m. in Albertville, softball team will take on Lincoln Memorial in the UAH Charger Chill Out. And men's and women's tennis is on the road against Columbus State. First serve for those games are at 2 p.m. over in Columbus, Georgia. Safa here, I believe. Could be wrong. But both teams have taken the court for the second half. So we're about to get underway as Tasia gives it to Jada Golden, and we are underway here in the second half. And ball goes out of bounds, and it will remain Tiger basketball. Lauren Lilly will inbound it, and she calls out the Tiger play, gets it to Bria Dent. Dent up top to Golden. Golden to Lily. Lily to Dent. Dent back in on the post. Outside to Golden. Three ball is up, and it is good. 34-33 is your score. 9:40 remaining in the third period. Gaines for Shorter has it. Again, Gaines with 19 points there in the first half. Gives it to Barge. Barge hands it off to Moore. Excuse me, Lewis. Lewis to Moore. Moore, jump shot up. No good. Rebounded by Lauren Lilly. Lilly going the other way. Spins around. Almost loses it. Gets it back to Golden. To Butler. Butler to Golden. Golden, top of the arc. Dribbles it left side. To Butler. Butler, left wing. Takes the pass. Gives it to Tasia. Tasia drives in right side. To Dent. Nice pass by Tasia. Layup is up and good. And the Tigers have their first lead of the day here in Rome. As Jasmine Gaines, top of the arc. Lobs it inside to Lewis. Lewis on the short corner. Drives in. Spins around. Layup is up. No good. Rebounded by Bria Dent. Dent ahead to Lily. Lily catches it. Layup is up. No good. Rebounded by Shorter. As Elena Moore came up with it for Shorter. Barge has it left side to Gaines on the corner. Gaines, pump fakes, drives in baseline. She stops, kicks it outside. Stolen by Golden. Golden coming the other way on the left side. She stops. Cross court to Dent. Dent on the block, and her shot was blocked by Tiara Lewis. It was a pretty good block, I'll say. As Lauren Lilly will inbound it for the Tigers. And she gets it into Butler. Butler in the corner to Golden. Golden, top of the arc. To Lily. Lily in the three. In the corner. Three ball is up and good to put the Tigers up four. Gaines coming the other way with it for Shorter on the left side. Top of the arc. Dribbles it right side. She stops. Up top. Jump shot's up. And no good. Rebounded by Lewis. She goes up. And layup is up. And good. And she'll head to the charity stripe to shoot one. Trying to convert an and one. So Zoe Watts checks in for Bria Dent. I believe Bria Dent now has three fouls. As Lewis, free throws up, and no good. Rebounded by Zoe Watts. No, goes out of bounds. And it'll be Tiger basketball. Golden, coming the other way. Crosses midcourt. Left side, out of bounds. Tough pass by Jada Golden. Threw it into the hands of Coach Jeffrey Lovell. And so now Barge has it for Shorter. As she crosses midcourt, dribbles it left side to Gaines. Gaines on the left wing. Dribbles it now. Inside pass. Stops. Layup is up. And good to tie the ball game up at 38 all. Golden crosses midcourt to Butler. Butler on the right wing. To Watts. Watts to Lily. Lily on the left wing. To Golden. Golden to Butler. To Watts on the block. Watts backing down. Turn around. Jump shot's up. No good. And a long rebound is going to be controlled by Moore. To Gaines. Gaines, top of the arc. Right side pass. Goes to Moore. Moore dribbles it left side. Left side to Barge. Barge drives in. Stops. Jump shot's up. No good. Rebounded by Butler. Butler to Tasia. Tasia left side. Drives in. Brings it back out. Drives back in. She stops. Pass goes to Zoe Watts. Watts outside to Lily. Lily in the corner to Butler. Butler passes it right side to Lily. Lily to Golden. Golden calls for a screen at four. Three ball up. No good. And Watts with the long rebound. And shot clock does not reset. Well, excuse me, Shorter steals it as layup is up. And, no, they call a travel on Tiara Lewis. So Jada Golden shot it with 3 seconds on the shot clock. It hit the rim. The Tigers got the ball back. And then, so the shot clock reset to 20. And then Shorter stole the ball. And Tiara Lewis had it and was going up for a layup on a fast break. And they caught a travel instead of a foul. So it'll be Tiger basketball now. As Tasia has it. Tasia drives in all alone. Layup is up and good. 40-38, 5:34 remaining here in the third period. Jasmine Gaines coming the other way with it. Crosses midcourt. Top of the arc. Left side pass on the left wing. Top of the arc. Barge has it. Right side to Gaines. Gaines drives in, outside pass, three ball up, and it's good. 41-40 is your score. As Golden has it right wing. Up top to Lily. Lily hands it off to Butler. And a foul is going to be called on Jasmine Gaines. That'll be Gaines' first personal foul of the ball game. Again, Bria Dent for the Tigers on the bench with three fouls. And other Tigers in foul trouble. Tasia Garrett Hammett, two. Jada Golden, two. And a timeout's going to be taken. Not sure if this is a media or if it was called by one of the teams. But we'll just stay here and go through some of these stats. As T.R. Lewis has got three fouls for Shorter. Jasmine Gaines has one. Ainsley Barge has one. Elena Moore has three for Shorter. And Azaria Howard with only one. And Lindsay Bowman with one. Tigers have come out in the second half a little bit more aggressive than they started the first half. I'm sure that's what they talked about at halftime. After the slow start, here it's shorter again, about 30 minutes after the conclusion of the women's game. We'll have the UWA men's game for you on SWI 104.9. I'm Mark Gillum, bringing you the play-by-play for both of these games. Mr. Wayne Grant's back at the studio for us for SWI 104.9. As Golden sets to inbound it, and she gets it to Butler. Butler, top of the arc, drives in left side, backs it back out. Right side to Watts. Watts to Golden. Golden to Tasia. Tasia on the block, spins around, and a foul's not going to be called on Shorter. And I believe that foul is on number 32, Mary Grace Durham. That'll be her first foul. As Lily to Butler. Butler in the corner. Up top to Golden. Golden at 17. At 16. Golden driving in. She stops. Floaters up and good. 43-40 is your score. 4:32 remaining in the third period. Bowman crosses midcourt for the Hawks. Right side pass goes to Barge. Barge dribbles it now, top of the arc, drives in left side, step back, jump shot's up, and no good. Rebounded, goes out of bounds. Off the hands of Zoe Watts, so it'll stay Shorter basketball. Ella Falcon set to check in for the Tigers. For Justina Butler. As Shorter will inbound it, gains top of the arc. Right side dribble, and she stops, step back, and pass is going to be stolen by Zoe Watts, and now Watts is going to be fouled immediately by, I believe, Shorter, number 50, Azaria Howard. As Golden has it for the Tigers, 4 minutes remaining here in the third period. Right side to Tasia. Tasia up top to Falcons. Falcons to Golden. Golden drives in. Stops. Pass to Watts. The layup is up and good. 44-41 with 3:48 remaining in the third period. Gaines left side. Stops. Up top to Barge. Barge dribbles it right side to Bowman. Bowman drives in. Guarded by Watts. Steps back to Barge. Barge top of the arc now. Steps back. Three ball up. And no good. Rebounded by Zoe Watts. Watts to Golden. Golden to Lily. Lily left wing. And foul's going to be called. Not sure who they got with the foul. Jasmine Gaines, her second foul. Lauren Lily set to trigger it in. To Falcons. Falcons goes up. No call. Lily with the rebound. Out to Tasia. Tasia to Golden. And now a foul's called. And no foul's called. They're just resetting the shot clock to 14 after the jump shot by Ella Falcons. It did not hit the rim. So there was no shot clock reset. So they change it to 14 as Tasia gets it. Tasia turns around. At 12, outside to Watts. Watts steps into a three. No good. Rebound goes into the hands of Barge. And she gives it to Gaines. Gaines, top of the arc. Tigers wanted to travel. They didn't get it. Gaines turns around, hits a three, and puts Shorter up. No, they're going to call it a two, so it's 44 all with 2:50 remaining here in the third period. Falcons to Lily. Lily, left wing. To Tasia. Tasia, right side to Golden. Golden on the right wing. Up top to Lily. Lily, left side to Tasia. Tasia to Watts. Watts to Tasia. Tasia left wing at 7. At 6, calls for a screen. She gets it. Drives in at 4. Floater is up. No good, but a foul is called. So Tasia will head to the charity stripe to shoot 2. And that foul is going to be called I'm not sure who they got. It was either Howard. And it is on Howard. So they got Howard with the foul. Tajay Garrett-Hammett at the line shooting two. First one's up. First one's good. 45-44. Tigers lead it. 2.5 remaining. Tajay Garrett-Hammett, reigning GSC Player of the Week. Second free throw's up and good for the GSC Player of the Week. Big honor for her. As Bowman, top of the arc, dribbles it right side. Right side pass to Gaines. Gaines on the right wing, stops. Up top to Barge. Barge, left side, steps back. Across the court pass to Gaines. Gaines, top of the arc, working against Butler. Left wing now. She stops at 9, at 8, inside to Howard at 7. Goes up. No layup is made. Rebounded by Gaines. Steps back, 3 ball at the shot clock. Buzzer is, of course, it's good. 47-46 with 1:50 remaining. Justina Butler crosses midcourt to Falcons. Falcons to Tasia. Tasia, left wing. And it's going to be stolen by Gaines. She's going the other way. Drives in left side. Layup is up and good to make it 49-46 with 1.5 remaining in the third period. As Butler crosses midcourt. And now a foul is going to be called. On Shorter, I believe. On 22, Jasmine Gaines. So Lauren Lilly will be at the foul line shooting two. Jasmine Gaines has 27 points for Shorter. And she's not very happy with that call. And she's arguing with the referee as Lilly misses the first free throw. First one of two. She sets in for the second one. It's up, and it is good to make it 49-47. Barge gives it to Bowman. Bowman crosses midcourt. Lobs it inside to Barge. Excuse me. Moore. Moore, right side pass to Barge. Barge, right side up top to Bowman. Bowman steps into a 3 ball. No good. Rebounded by Lilly. Lilly coming the other way. Hands it off to Butler. And 1 minute is remaining here in the third period. Butler on the left wing. Calls out the Tiger play. To Tasia. Tasia drives in. She stops. Goes up. It's good. 49-all is your score. 45 seconds remaining. That play call looked like the old give it to Tasia and let her go. As she got two on that one. As Bowman dribbles it right side. In the corner, she stops, and she hands it off to Moore. Moore hands it off to Barge. Barge stops and dribbles it right side, hands it off to Gaines. Gaines, top of the arc at 8, at 7, at 6, right side, drives in at 4, goes up, layup is up, and good, 51-49, as Justina Butler has it with 14 seconds remaining on the game clock. Shot clock turned off here in the third period. Butler, top of the arc at 8, at 7, at 6. Calls for a screen at 4, at 3, at 2. Got to do something to Lilly. 3 ball is up. No good. Excuse me, that was Tasia with the 3. So the Tigers head to the fourth period, trailing 2 against Shorter. Got a ways to go in this one as we are listening to UWA Women's Basketball on SLA 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Welcome back to Shorter, as Shorter leads this one 51-49 as we begin the fourth period. Good to see some Tiger fans that have traveled for this GSC Games. Again, the men's game will be about 30 minutes after the conclusion of the women's game. UWA looking to move on the season to 14-7 and 8-5 in GSC play. As Shorter will get the ball to begin the fourth period. Bowman, top of the arc, hands it off to T.R. Lewis. Lewis hands it off to Gaines. Gaines, top of the arc, might have traveled. They didn't call it. Left side, hands it off to Lewis. Lewis hands it off to Bowman. Bowman now drives in at 8. Floater's up, no good. Rebounded by Lewis. Her putback is up and good to put Shorter up 4. Golden coming the other way, top of the arc. Working against Bowman, hands it off to Tasia. Tasia, right side to Dent. Dent drives in, spins around, goes up. Layup is good. 53-51 with 9:10 remaining in the ball game. Gaines crosses midcourt for Shorter. On the right side, again, Shorter leads it by 2 with 9 minutes remaining. Throw goes inside, outside to Bowman. 3 ball is up, no good. And rebound goes to Jada Golden. Golden to Tasia. Tasia drives in, hands it off to Butler. Butler brings it out to Golden. Golden, top of the arc. Working against Bowman. Right side to Lily. Lily, guarded by Gaines. Up top to Dent. Dent, left side to Golden. Golden to Lily. Lily pump fakes, drives in, stops, kicks it outside to Golden. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Shorter basketball. Bowman, top of the arc for Shorter. 8:24 remaining in the ballgame. Bowman dribbles it left side. Top of the arc now, right side. Right side pass in the corner to Barge. Barge spins around, goes to Howard. Howard pump fakes, back in on the post, goes up, layup is good. 55-51, 8:04 remaining in the ballgame. Golden to Tasia. Tasia on the right side. She stops to Lily. Lily to Golden. Golden on the left wing. Cross court to Butler. Butler right side to Lily. Lily drives in to Tasia. Tasia on the block. Turns around. Outside to Butler. Butler 3 ball is up and she buries it. 55-54. 7:38 remaining. Timeout taken by Coach Graham. We'll take a short break. As Shorter leads it by 1 with 7:37 remaining in the ballgame. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on SLA 104.9.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
Howard has it for Shorter, top of the arc. Hands it off to Gaines. Gaines at 15 on the shot clock. Dribbles now, left side at 12. Being double-teamed to Howard in the post at 9. At 8, jump shot's up, and it rolls around and falls in. 57-54, 7:10 remaining in the ballgame. Golden has it for the Tigers. Top of the arc. Right side to Tasia. Tasia drives in. She stops, goes up, and layup is no good as it was rebounded by Tiara Lewis. And now a foul's going to be called on Tasia Garrett-Hammett, I believe. A push on Jasmine Gaines. Gaines has got 29 points in this game with 6 assists and 4 steals and 2 rebounds. 5 for 5 from the 3. As she's got it from the top of the arc, working against Butler, right side to Moore. Moore, top of the arc. Left side to Barge. Barge, top of the arc now. Stops to Howard. Howard to Lewis. Layup is up. No good. Rebounded by Dent. Dent coming across the court, driving all the way. She stops. Jump shot's up, and she buries it. 56-57, Shorter leads it by 1 with 6.5 remaining. Gaines crosses midcourt. Left side pass goes to Moore. Moore left wing. Left side to Gaines. Gaines on the left wing. She stops in the corner. Up top to Barge. Barge inside to Howard. Howard at 6, at 5, out to Gaines at 4. She drives in at 3, at 2, turns around, floaters up, and of course, she makes it. 59-56 with 5:47 remaining. We got to get Jasmine Gaines to miss the shot. As Golden, top of the arc for the Tigers to Dent. Dent, top of the arc, dribbles at left side, and a foul's going to be called on... Not sure who they got on that one. Elena Moore, that is her 4th foul of the game. Azaria Howard checks out for Shorter. And Lily gets it to Golden. Golden drives in all alone. Layup is up. It's good. 59-58. 5.5 remaining. Gaines coming the other way. Top of the arc, dribbles it right side. Hands it off to Barge. Barge, hand off to Moore. Moore hands it off now to Lewis, who hands it off to Gaines. Gaines at 9, at 8, drives in, stops, fadeaway jump shot is good. 61-58, 5 minutes remaining. Jada Golden has it now, top of the arc. To Tasia. Tasia turns around, drives in right side, goes up, layup is good. 61-60, 4:40 remaining. And a timeout's going to be taken by Shorter. As Shorter leads it by 1 with 4:39 remaining. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need for spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back to the Winthrop King Center. Here on the campus of Shorter, Shorter leads it in this GSC women's basketball game, 61-60. Shorter is looking to get their first win in GSC play. And the Tigers are looking to get their 8th to move to 8-5. If they can get a win here, escape Rome with a win. Taking a look at the box score. for the Tigers. Tayshia Garrett-Hammett with 24 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists. Bria Dent, 10 points, 3 rebounds. Justine Butler with 6 points. Jetta Golden with 9. Lauren Lilly with 4. And Augusta Arnold had 2 in the first half. As Shorter will get the ball with 4:39 remaining in the ball game. As Barge gets it, bats it back to Gaines, and we are underway. Gaines crosses midcourt, top of the arc, working against Golden. Left side to Barge. Barge on the left wing to Gaines in the corner. Gaines now dribbles it at 14, at 13, 3 balls up, and she buries it. 64-60. Shorter leads it. 4:15 remaining. Golden crosses midcourt. Gets it to Tasia. Tasia pump fakes, drives in, stops, goes up. No basket as she was fouled before she went up. And that foul is going to be on number 50, Nazaria Howard, her third of the game. And so now Lauren Lilly will trigger it in. 20 on the shot clock, and she gets to Butler in the corner. Butler to Golden. Golden, top of the arc. Right side to Butler. Inside to Dent. Dent back and down. Turns around. Fadeaway jump shots up. Hits the backboard and falls in. 64-62. 3:48 remaining. Gaines crosses midcourt. Gets it to Lewis. Lewis at the free throw line. Dribbles it right side on the right wing now. Inside to Howard. Howard turns around. Layup is up. No good. Rebounded by Lewis. She goes up. Layup is up and no good. But she's fouled, I believe, by Bria Dent. So she'll head to the charity stripe to shoot two. We'll double-check that foul, see if I was correct. As Tiara Lewis at the line, she's got 10 points, 2 for 3 from the line tonight. As first one is up, and good. Yes, that foul is on Bria Dent. That's her fourth foul of the game. Tasia Garrett-Hammett's got 3 for the Tigers. As Lewis, second free throw up. And good to put Shorter back up 4. Dent to Golden. Golden crosses midcourt. Working against Barge. Top of the arc. Dribbles it left side. Stops. Spins around to Tasia. Tasia at the free throw line. Pump fakes. Drives in. Spins around. Stops. Foul's called on number 50, Azaria Howard. So Lauren Lilly will inbound it for the Tigers. She gets it to Dent. Dent in the corner to Golden. Golden, top of the arc to Lilly, right side. Left side, excuse me. Pump fakes to Tasia. Tasia on the block. Outside to Golden. 3 balls up. No good. Rebounded by Azaria Howard. Howard to Gaines. Gaines crosses midcourt on the right side. Drives in. And she falls to the ground. And they'll call a travel. And so that will be a very unfortunate turnover for the Hawks and a very fortunate turnover for the Tigers, as we'll get the ball back with 2:54 remaining. Trailing 4, Golden has it for the Tigers. Dribbles it left side to Dent. Dent, top of the arc to Tasia. Tasia drives in, stops, layup is up, and it's good. 66-64, 2:35 remaining. And now, a timeout's going to be called by Shorter with 2.5 minutes remaining. So we will take a short break. When we come back, we will finish up this ball game. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on SLI 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Welcome back to Shorter University as It'll be Tiger basketball. Excuse me, it'll be Shorter basketball. With 2.5 minutes remaining, Tigers trailed by 2 points here in this one. Tigers now going to do some full court pressure. Try and train things up here defensively as Gaines gets it, guarded by Golden. And a travel is going to be called. And so that will be another turnover for Shorter. And so UWA will get the ball with 2.5 minutes. A two will tie it, and a three will take the lead. We just need a basket here as inbound it to Jada. Golden has it top of the arc, drives in, stops, jump shots up, no good. Rebound goes to Bria Dent. Dent in the corner, drives in, stops, spins around, out to Butler in the corner. Three ball is up. It's good. 67-66, 2:15 remaining in the ball game. Gaines crosses midcourt on the right side, working against Golden. On the right wing, driving in, layup is up, and it's good. Shorter retakes the lead, 68-67, with 1:57 remaining in the ballgame. Golden crosses midcourt to Dent. Dent, top of the arc, drives in right side, and she lost it, and a foul's now going to be called on Shorter, on number 15, Tiara Lewis, and that will do it for her, as she's got 5 fouls, and she'll foul out with 12 points. And the crowd here at Shorter is not happy about that. But it doesn't matter, because her day is done. Shorter leads it by one. And a timeout is going to be taken. So it'll be a full timeout. So we'll take a short break. Tigers trail by one with 1:46 remaining. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on SLI 104.9.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Welcome back to Shorter University as Shorter leads this one 68-67 with about 1:46 remaining here in the first half. Timeout was taken. Still don't know who took the timeout, but both teams are still in the huddle as they now break out of the huddle. And it will be Tiger basketball with Bria Dent at the charity stripe shooting two. Dent tonight, first trip to the foul line. She's got 12 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. As both teams take the court, Dent at the charity stripe. She gets the ball. She sets in. Takes a deep breath. First one is up. And it's no good. 68-67. Shorter still leads it. Dent can tie it with a made free throw. She sets in. Crowd gets loud. Free throw is up, and she silences the crowd. 68-68, 1:46 remaining. Full court pressure again by the Tigers as Moore has it, gets it to Gaines. And now a timeout's going to be taken by Shorter. And looks like it'll be another full timeout, so we'll take another commercial break as we have a tie ball game here in Rome, 68 all with 1:42 remaining. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on SLI 104.9.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Ford, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Welcome back to the Winthrop King Center here on the campus of Shorter. as score is now 68-68 with a minute 42 remaining. Tasia Garrett Hammett, this one, is proving why she was reigning GSC Player of the Week with her 26 points, 6 for 6 from the free throw line, 2 rebounds and 3 assists. Bria Dent, 13 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 fouls. And so now, Shorter will inbound the ball as Barge will inbound it. Tigers still full court pressing. Lily, Butler, Dent, Golden, Tasia is your Tiger lineup. Barge set to inbound it. She gets it into Howard. Howard guarded by Golden. Ahead to Gaines. And a foul is going to be called on Tasia Garrett Hammett. And so it'll be Tasia's fourth foul of the game. Again, Tasia's with 4. Bria's with 4. Tiara Lewis for Shorter is already fouled out with 5. And Moore and Howard both have 4 for Shorter. Shorter is not in the bonus yet, so they will trigger it in front of the scorers table. And Barge to Gaines. Gaines crosses midcourt, top of the arc. She's got 38 in this one as she dribbles it left side, working against Golden. Durham's checked in for Shorter. Barge, Gaines, Moore, and Howard is your Hawks lineup. Gaines on the left wing. Dribbles it now, top of the arc. Stops. At 4, at 3. Hands it off at 2, at 1. Barge, the floater, up, no good. Rebound goes to Howard. She goes up, no good. She gets her own rebound. Putback is up, no good. Tasia Garrett Hammett finally gets the rebound for the Tigers. And that ball goes out of bounds, so it will be Shorter basketball with 55 seconds remaining here in the ball game. So Shorter will inbound it in the same location. Trying to get it in. They do to Howard. Howard to Barge. She drives in. Layup is up. No good. Rebound goes to Tasia. Tasia coming the other way with it. 48 on the game clock. 27 on the shot clock. Ball goes out of bounds again. And it will be Shorter basketball. So Shorter will inbound it. Barge will inbound it here at 47 seconds remaining. She gets it to Gaines. 30 on the shot clock. 45 on the game clock. Here we go. Gaines, top of the arc, guarded by Golden. Tied up at 68 all. Gaines at 12, at 11, at 10, at 9, at 8. She stops at 7, at 6, drives in at 5. Floater is up. No, it doesn't. Cross-court pass. Layup is up and good. 70-68. Timeout taken by Coach Cram. So, layup was good by Elena Moore. The assist by Jasmine Gaines. That's her seventh assist of the ball game. She's got 38 points, 7 assists, and 4 steals. She drove in and dished it off to Moore, who laid it in for 2, to put Shorter up 70-68 with 19 seconds remaining. So now the Tigers break out of their timeout huddle. Lauren Lilly, Jada Golden, Justina Butler, Tasia Garrett Hammett, and Bria Dent is your lineup. Lilly set to trigger it in for the Tigers in front of the Tiger bench with 19 seconds. Lilly gets the ball. And she inbounds it to Jada. Golden top of the arc at 17, at 16, at 15, to Tasia at 13. Tasia at 12, at 11, drives in, stops. Layup is up. No good. Gets her own rebound at 8, at 7. Howard steals it to Gaines. Gaines at 5, and she has it, and she's fouled by Golden. So Gaines will head to the charity stripe to shoot. No, she won't. They're not in the bonus yet. So Shorter will inbound the ball. Barge. At 5 seconds, she'll inbound it to Gaines. Gaines gets it. Fouled by Tasia. So now Gaines will head to the charity stripe to shoot two. And that will do it for Tasia Garrett Hammett. She's now got 5 fouls in the ball game. And so now, Augusta Arnold will check in for Tasia. Jasmine Gaines has got 38 points. From the free throw line, she's 2 for 3. She sets in at the line. And the first one is up. No good. No good. So it's 70-68 with 4 seconds remaining in the game. She gets the second opportunity. Takes a deep breath. Sets in. Free throw is up. And it's good to put them up 3. Timeout taken by Coach Rusty Cram. So in women's basketball, they can advance it. So the Tigers will get to inbound the ball right in front of the Tiger bench. So it'll be interesting to see what Coach Cram calls up and is out of timeout play call. Obviously, you need a 3-point shot here. And so on the court, you've got Lauren Lilly, Zoe Watts, Bria Dent, and Jada Golden. Tonight from 3, Justina Butler is perfect from 3 for 3. Jada Golden 1 for 3. Lauren Lilly 1 for 3 as well. They're all still in the ball game. Bria Dent in with 4 fouls. Tasia Garrett Hammett fouled out with 5. So we will see what they call up. As both teams break out of their huddle. Lauren Lilly set to trigger it in. And she gets into Golden. Golden, top of the arc, and a foul is quickly called on Jasmine Gaines. So that will send Golden to the free throw line. So 2.6 seconds remaining. Golden at the line. She sets in. First free throw is up, and it's good. So now you got to figure out if you're going to try and miss it on purpose. And I believe that's what they're going to try and do and get the offensive rebound. And if there's anybody that can do that, it is Bria Dent. And she's in the box right now. Golden sets in at the free throw line. Misses it. Rebound goes to Butler. Butler gets it. And she can't get a shot off. So Shorter will escape with a win. And upset the Tigers. Shorter gets their first conference win of the season to move to 1-11. And UWA drops in conference play to 9-6. Tough one for UWA women's team. A perfect opportunity after the free throw by Golden to get the offensive rebound. Butler came in and got it. And had the opportunity to go up, but when she caught it, she slipped in the paint and dropped it. And so again, Shorter gets the win here. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we will look at some of the stats from that game. And then we'll get to preview the men's game that we still have. That will tip off in about 30 minutes. So I appreciate you listening for the women's game. But again, we'll be on for the men's game. So stick around. You're listening to UWA Basketball on SLI 104.9.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA Insured, Equal Housing Lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-Up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-Up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA Insured, Equal Housing Lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
Welcome back to Rome, Georgia, as Shorter's women got the win 71-69 to get their first GSC win of the season. We'll look at some team and individual stats for both teams. Tasia Garrett-Hammett, 26 points for the Tigers, 10 for 17 from the field, 6 for 6 from the free throw line, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 5 fouls in 39 minutes to play. And we're now going to be joined along with Coach Rusty Cram. Once I get him set up here. All right, Coach, can you hear me?
Say it again.
Can you hear me?
Just barely.
Can you hear me now?
There you go.
All right. Coach, a tough one today against Shorter, losing at 71-69. I know it's pretty quick, but if you can, just tell me your thoughts on the game.
It's pretty obvious. Disappointing. The last two games, we have not played basketball. Just to say disappointing is putting an understatement. You give up 39 points to, you know, one girl. It's 5-on-1 the entire night. We couldn't stop one player. I thought we played heartless tonight. I didn't feel like we had several opportunities to take leads, put a game away when we did get a lead, and we do stupid things like turnovers. I mean, just in the last minute, we get two stops down on the other end. They miss a couple shots, and we turn them over to half court, back to back, and give them the ball right back. We did everything they could, everything we could possibly do to give them that ball game. Hats off to them. They were a lot hungrier than we were. We're not hungry. That's what's disappointing to me is we're just not hungry. I don't know if we've already maxed out here. We'll see. I don't know. But we knew what was at stake tonight and had to have this W, obviously, to a team that hadn't won a conference game. But we know they've been in every conference game. And they're the type of team that was hungry. So they won their conference championship tonight, you know, and I hope we haven't lost ours. That's all I can say. Disappointing. Didn't think we played crisp and good the entire night. We just seemed like we played catch-up ball the entire night. We couldn't cash in on a good thing when we would do it.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, Coach.
Thank you, Mark.